entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap!
Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your, let's just say it's Tuesday night, miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Home of such shows as Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, I apologize, and this goddamn steaming, fly-ridden stack, not even pile, stack of shit known as the DJ New Style Show. Thank you for tuning in, downloading, subscribing, whatever it is you've done to punish yourself with this garbage. Joining me, as always, with me tonight, your friend and mine, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
Horrible.
Why?
I am laptopless.
Oh, your laptop died.
It's the saddest thing.
Why is it so sad?
Because it was better than my desktop, and I'm on my desktop now. Although there might be hope. There may be hope for my laptop, because...
Well, what happened? I mean, like, really, what's the deal with your laptop?
All right, I'm sitting there, just minding my own business, on the internet, not doing anything.
Wait,
I wasn't playing...
on the internet?
In the internet.
My dude was on the internet right now?
Right.
Yo, so, for serious, you was on the internet?
Yo, for real.
It's fucking internet. Not internet.
Did I say internet?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Man, you forgot the www dot.
The I remember. Dubs.
Okay, so.
Check dubs.
Look, there are certain things that I remember in my life that just are forever just burned into my brain. And I don't
All right,
remember.
And I did say
hold
internet.
On. I don't remember the kid's name. But I remember in high school overhearing a black kid explain to another black kid that he was the reason he was unable to access infoseek.com is because he just typed w.infoseek.com and he admonished his friend by saying, "Man, you forgot the www dot." I just remember that. And he also said
awesome.
And he also said internet.
Internet.
The internet.
So I was on the internet.
You on the internet?
The internet.
World star? All right.
World star hip hop. World star.
Greatest song in the world.
I just love it when people start shouting world star.
World
even if
star.
No one's recording. Even if no one's recording anything. If
yeah, a guy drops an egg in a 7-Eleven. Man, you on world star right now.
World star.
They just want something horrific to happen. This guy's dropping eggs left and right. Let's get the camera. Come on. Turn iPhones. Every pointed at him. World star, motherfucker. I don't know
Yeah, I think
why.
I was just on Facebook. Just sitting there, chilling, browsing.
Chilling.
Browsing. And so my laptop was running at 1920. You know, regular resolution.
Yeah.
Everything's cool. And then it freezes for like a second.
Oh, that's your problem right there.
Yeah, don't tell me it's my browser.
No. It froze. Got tired of working.
Yeah, and then
you know what I mean?
So it stayed at 1920 and then I got a blue screen, but it didn't take
But what were you running before you
Shut
got
up.
The blue
Shut
screen?
Shut up, AWebs.
No, I'm trying to help you. What were you running? What type of programs?
I was running Chrome.
Yeah, you probably should have got Firefox.
Yeah, well, I got Firefox now on my desktop, so shut that up.
See, you got a different browser.
Yeah.
Now it's working.
But I got the blue screen, but the blue screen didn't take up the full screen. Like, I could tell that the blue screen was an 800 by 600, but on my screen, it was only taking up the middle of the screen. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And on the blue screen, it was all artifacting. And I'm like, oh, god damn, no. And, usually you get the IRQ less than, equal, or less than. That's, like, the most common blue screen.
Yeah.
But this was some kind of ATI.
Could not possibly give a fuck. I couldn't. I can't care.
You asked.
I asked you, like, what was wrong with it. I didn't ask you to give me the fucking... the dump report of memory that fucking gets sent off to Microsoft.
The freaking video. It doesn't get sent off to Microsoft.
That shit is not. But, you know, when occasionally you'd get an error where it's like, would you like to send the contents of the memory to Microsoft?
Fuck off,
somebody's going to fucking get a mug full of black coffee, settle and be like, hold on, guys, Steve's laptop has failed. Let me roll up these sleeves here. Figure out this problem. Oh, look.
Call help desk.
Look, at memory address H2905A7 has the word fuck shit in it.
Yeah. So I think my video card died on my laptop for some reason.
Great.
But
you're on your old computer.
Yeah, my old
How old is this computer and when's the last time you actually used it?
I haven't used it in 5 years.
Wow, it's like a fucking time capsule.
Yeah, it's
the new time capsule. Like that has replaced the fucking paint can that you shove like your fucking your favorite baseball card, a note to yourself. Like that has replaced it. Like just keeping an old computer that you haven't used in 5 years, going back.
I have older ones, man. I got some 12-year-olds, but
what?
Just 12-year-old computer. I say I've never thrown out a computer.
I'm just making sure I know who I'm dealing with here. Can't say
12-year-old computers.
Okay, but the best is you go on them occasionally and just to see who the fuck you were.
No, I don't, because I never hook them back up.
But now you're on one.
Well, now I am.
You have the privilege of seeing that. Like my dad, I gave my dad my old laptop from college, and he has used it to brace several stacks of manila folders for 6 years.
He's pulling a Frank.
For like 10 years.
You better relate the story of Frank's basement to him before he burns his house down.
Yeah, I think Frank has like dead animals in there he doesn't even know about. Like the rat problem he had like a few years ago, he just probably stacked some more reams.
Heavy reams of paper on top of it.
But I saw that my dad still had that computer. I'm like, let me see what's on this fucking thing. And I had Outlook on it, so it wasn't a web-based mail. So I had all the email from back then in Outlook.
Nice.
Like, you know, now it's like web-based, so, you know, you have whatever you have. It moves with you as you progress through your life. But Outlook would just bring that shit down and just hold on to it, and then...
Yep.
You fucking turn that computer off for the last time, and it exists as it was.
Yep.
So I'm poking around through this computer. I'm seeing emails from Shawnee Murphy.
Nice.
That I guess were maybe forwarded from where I work now. And I'm like, oh, I recognize some of these names. Like,
yeah.
I'm seeing, you know.
Before you worked there.
Exactly. Exactly. Like a decade before I worked there. It's just insane. Like programs I wrote, fucking porn that I had that somehow was still on that computer, even though I tried to get it.
And you still remember it, don't you? It's not like it's something new to watch. You remember that.
Not only did I remember it, I was still bored of it. That's how much I probably watched that fucking.
That's why I never save porn. I mean, porn's always on the internet. What's the point? You always want.
But
something.
Back then, 10 years ago, you needed to amass some kind of a collection.
I've never have.
But the tube sites.
I think it was in picture format when I did.
The videos and shit, they weren't easy to come by.
No, it was mostly pictures at the heyday.
Maybe now
is the heyday, but.
No, I mean, like in 2003, fucking video. 1999, fucking videos were all over. And that type of media. You know, getting that type of file. Like, you'd put it on a fucking zip disk at the time.
real like, player files.
We've come so fucking far. Our phone will store, you know,
yeah.
a fucking library shelf full of zip disks.
Yep.
We just, you know, we're fucking drowning in porn. But back then when I used this computer, it was very carefully labeled and cleverly labeled system files.
Oh, yeah, and you nest it in 18 different folders.
And I haven't figured out the genius method of altering the file extension, just deleting the last or first character.
Right.
So that you can't double-click on it and just, you know... If you're like someone borrowing the laptop,
yeah, you'd have to.
You're not going
to
be horrified by accidentally clicking on a file,
right?
So it has to be renamed to the type of file that you fucking navigated to 16 levels deep, starting at a system files folder. And if you knew anything about Windows, you'd know, hey, there's no fucking system files folder. So you'd be like, oh, either he's very organized with drivers that he just doesn't need to download anymore because fucking Windows does it for you, or he's hiding something here.
Yeah, either you're dumb or you're smart and you know what's going on. So.
Yeah, and be careful when you employ the altering the file extension method when you try to name AVI
that you don't name it some other file extension that does get read,
or you name it, like if you're changing an AVI file to a VI or an AV file or a WMV to a WM or an MV, make sure you also alter the other half of the file name, because Redhead Ann from Loyola College sucks cock.av that's not going to be an accidental click.
Yep.
They're going to figure out what that is.
They read that file name and pursued it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I found some old stuff. I actually found some old show prep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. You found a whole bunch of things.
When Michael Richards had his little racist rant going. That's how old this
Christ.
Computer is.
And isn't that amazing? That's like, that was you 5 years ago. That's going to be basically, when you die, everything you currently have at that time is going to look that fucking ridiculous.
I'm going to just delete that.
To anybody who fucking just tries to figure out who you used to be.
Looking
through your old shit.
Do I have Notepad? I don't have Notepad on this computer.
Fuck. Like, people who died, what, like 7 years ago? If somebody died 7 years ago, they barely knew what the iPhone was.
Is that when it came out? It's 7 years old.
I think
old.
It was 2007.
Wow.
I think. I don't really know.
It seems like it was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Isn't that like when you were a kid and your entire social structure changed every year and then you had 2 months away from it? And so it's almost like your whole life changed twice a year. Like a year was a big thing. It's like, oh, God, that was 2 years ago. Yeah, but it was also four social circles ago, two fucking homerooms ago.
Strange. Time just...
Now it all blends together. You're in the same situation for a fucking decade.
Well, I've figured this out, kind of. I mean, your frame of reference gets larger, so time seems smaller. So
but
when you're like 70?
Yeah.
Like, a year must seem like last week.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I've said this before. I think days when you're... Like I'm at the end of my grandma's life, 93 years old, a day must have just been, like, blinking your fucking eyes.
I know, my grandma, too.
Wake up, go to bed.
Yeah, that was quick.
Do it again, I guess.
Wake up, have breakfast, go to sleep.
But, you know, the people who change jobs almost as often as we changed grades, like maybe every year, or two years even, like frequently changing jobs, I think that they have a closer relationship to like what a year actually is. Like, dude, it's a fucking year.
Like when I worked at the video game store, that was 5 years, but that was like a recent 5 years, and it seemed like two. Maybe two and a half, not five.
I thought that shit was in 2005. I thought it was almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even understand time anymore. It's
can't understand it.
No. I don't even want to try cuz it'll just give me a headache.
Yeah. Well, you know, you sound good on your shitty time capsule of a computer. I mean, that's also the reason, by the way, that I'm afraid to throw out any hard drive. I just have a fucking shoebox of hard drives.
Yep, I agree.
And I think I figure if I amass enough of them, nobody's going to go through them. Nobody's going to figure out that I had a that I transitioned from just downloading Jenna Jameson videos to looking for very, very specific fucking amateur amateur fucking sex tapes. Where, you know, you'd be able to tell it was real if there was a rumpled hoodie on the floor and they had, like, a fucking HBO comedy special on the TV that you could barely hear.
Yeah, and you know it's not, like, a soundstage or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's, I mean, like, somebody renting out a house.
They're playing the audio of a copyrighted thing, and the fucking set is a mess. And
the
camera work is shit. And you know this is something you're just not supposed to be fucking watching. And that's the only reason it's appealing.
That's why it's the best.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are people that don't like that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the best.
I mean, you know what? I almost wish I was back at the stage of just being into the absolute plastic tits. Fucking
can't do it. I can't do that.
I can't look at this fucking.
I see those striations. Like an ugly tomato. You know those ugly tomatoes that have like all the striations.
when you keep a tomato too long.
Yeah,
and the skin loosens.
Right, and they're moving so much, and you can see all of it in there, and you can almost make out the shape of the implant. Or you see the scars around the nipple or the scars around the bottom.
When they get on all fours, their tits look like a fucking a bag that has a goldfish in it, like you just came home from the pet store. Those fucking wrinkled plastic bags.
Yep.
Just
not a fan.
Unnaturally moving. Yeah, I don't know, man. Fuck it.
I don't think I was ever into that, though. Maybe I was.
I think in the beginning, like, I don't know.
I think at one point I didn't care.
I remember having fucking printed nude pictures of Pamela Anderson that I printed out with a fucking inkjet. And not only that,
matrix.
I printed them out, but the image itself was a fucking advertisement for another BBS. Like, this is how old this shit was. I downloaded, and it took me quite a while. A fucking full screen image of Pamela Anderson nude, but like there was a black bar on the right side where it's like, go to the Cove BBS. And it was like a California number. Like who the fuck is gonna dial into that shit? I already got the fucking tits I'm looking for. And how about I just print it out and keep it under my mattress for fucking 10 years?
Crop it manually with a pair of scissors.
I found that when I moved out to go to college. I'm like, oh god, this is awful. Just fucking like a big fucking faded area on it.
You got a ream of printouts.
Fucking shitty. Well, you know, Steve, I apologize for your plight. I'm sorry that you're going through this right now. I'm looking at a monitor that doesn't work in front of me. I have a laptop. Where the keyboard for another computer that should be working used to sit, and I haven't fished it out yet. It's essentially useless. I just need to rip the hard drive out of this fucking computer, and do something with it. But I'm never going to. I have a feeling I'm just gonna put more working computers on top of these broken computers and just leave.
Usually the way. It's usually the way to go.
But I've been working and I've been trying to break up my schedule a little bit by going to the gym some more. But more often I've been, you know, breaking up the scenery with like long walks with the fucking dog and trying new places to eat.
Nice. I did too.
I got a real fucking craving and I'm on a tear lately. Just like Hispanic foods.
Oh, chimichangas.
No, I'm talking like real
tamales,
real Hispanic food. Like, don't I say Hispanic? Don't just instantly go to fucking the guy
Mexico?
In a sombrero sleeping against a fucking broken plaster wall. Don't think of that. I'm talking about like real shit. Like this. For some reason, rotisserie chicken is never as good unless it's served by a restaurant that has an entirely Spanish name. So I started looking on Yelp for places, and it led me to the wonderful city of Dover, New Jersey. And I found this place called Pollo Apucador.
Apucador?
They have a website, and I'm going to play. They have a website with fucking embedded music, and I think it's
nice.
Worth playing.
El buen sabor siempre vuela lejos. Ahora de New Jersey a Tampa Bay llega Pollos Pucalor. Provocativo. Exquisito al paladar.
So I went on Yelp, and I'm like, I want Hispanic foods, and I want some good shit. I want to go somewhere I've never been. And look, I knew all about Dover, and I know that there's a large Hispanic community. And
I can't hear you over Pollo Pucalor.
I know Dover, and I know that there's a large Hispanic community. And I figured the restaurants there would be fucking great. So I started looking at the results on Yelp, and I found this place, and I called them up. And they answered the phone, and they asked me what I wanted. And I guess I got some platter, like the Pucalor, typical platter. Like, it was called the typical platter. And it consists of like a rotisserie chicken, pork, a corn cake, a fried egg, rice, beans, like just a whole ton of shit. And it was like $8.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh man, this is great. So I'll have that. And they say, and I said, I'll pick it up. And they go, okay, 5 minutes. Like, fuck. I mean, Jesus Christ. Okay, fine. It takes me 20 minutes to get there. So I drove there and I forgot about what, you know, the situation of Dover. It's a large Hispanic community.
It can be daunting to go to Dover.
It's not the fact that it's Hispanic. I think it's the fact that certain parts of it are not great.
Yeah, it's daunting, let's just say.
I might be dauntless. However, the idea of walking around Dover, to me, as a guy who lives in the trees, basically, right. I live amongst the trees, the tweeting birds, and the fucking, basically the middle of nowhere. And I go into Dover, and it's a different world for me. It's not as big as New York or even Newark, but it's just small enough.
It's urban. It's urban.
It's small enough. And shitty enough to be to keep you on guard.
Yep.
So I follow my GPS to Pollos Pucalor, and I find I'm within like 300 feet, and there's only street parking. So I park, and I start walking, and I get to a corner, and by the way, this is on like a Sunday, right? So it's a Sunday afternoon. I get to the corner where I see this young guy, maybe like a young Spanish fellow, 20-something maybe, and he's wearing like a book pack, like a book bag, backpack that's filled. I don't know why, but my go-to description is JanSport, I guess.
Wow. Wasn't that all book bags at one point?
Yeah, that was the only one. Yeah, lifetime guarantee. Maybe he found one. but so he's just waiting there. And I cross, and he approaches me, walks up to me with purpose. Says, hey, man, you got a quarter? And he looks at me, and he's looking down his nose, and his eyebrows are raised. I'm like, no, I don't have any change. That's cool. And he goes back, and he just continues standing on the corner. Don't think anything of it. I'm a little bit weirded out. Because there's like, I'm looking, is there like a bus stop? Like, is this guy just asking for change? Like, what the fuck is he? He's just asking me for change. Okay, I mean, that happens a lot, but
he's not making a phone call because there's no more payphones.
Yeah, yeah. What do you need the change for? I mean, you're not at a bus stop. Like, what are you gonna use it for? And I'm thinking of this, but you know, I gotta get my fucking food. It's been ready at this point for fucking 45 minutes. Like, it's been ready and just probably stewing somewhere. So I find this place, and typically with restaurants of an ethnic variety, if the type of if the people of the ethnicity that the food represents are the only people you see there, I expect it to be pretty good.
Yeah.
If I go to a Japanese restaurant filled with Japanese people, it's probably good.
Right.
I open the door to Pollo Pucalor. nothing but Spaniards.
Nice.
And they're hanging out. They're waiting for their stuff. I walk up to the counter. I mean, look, I'm half Italian, but let's just face it. I'm a fucking white.
You're white.
I'm a white guy.
Yeah, you're pretty white.
The guy greets me. Like, by the way, I was like third in line, and there wasn't a word of English said in the establishment. In fact, there are a bunch of promo materials for clubs.
It's all in Spanish.
It's all in Spanish. Like
nice.
DJ Raul is going to have a fucking one hell of a time if I could read what DJ Raul is about to do. I don't speak Spanish. I don't read it. I can pick a word out here and there. But it's all Spanish. I'm the third guy up. The guy comes to approaches the counter, faces me. Señor? Hi, I called in the Pucalor typical platter. He goes, oh, okay, there it is. Points to this just fucking bag that is next, that is like where the other bags are, but completely separate from just all the other bags.
Oh, and they're not fucking with you, were they?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's shady. They heard your whiteness.
Well, it's also been quite a while. So I'm figuring maybe they're just like, this guy fucked us on a meal.
Yeah.
If he doesn't come by this time, we're just going to fucking eat this shit or throw it out.
This is almost to the back of the kitchen where everyone's going to eat it.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the whole layout. It's a small place. It's no wonder that the fucking food is ready in 5 minutes because it's all just fucking prepared. The chicken's just spinning on these things. And
yeah.
I should have figured that out, but I didn't. So I pay. I end up with a little change because I paid in cash. I'm thinking, like, oh, I got some whatever. I grab my bag. I start walking out. I cross the street. I walk down. I get to the corner. The guy's still there. The guy's there with his backpack. I grab the change out of my pocket. I'm like, I have some change now. And I open my palm. It's fucking 15 cents.
Oh.
And the guy goes, man, I don't want your change. Like that. He didn't look at the amount. He's like, man, I didn't want your change. And I'm like,
all right.
Oh, shit. Okay. So I just I picked up the pace, walked back to my car. And I started thinking here, it's fucking Sunday. This guy is definitely not waiting for a bus. He's wearing a backpack. He's asking people for things that they could just easily reach into their pocket and hand him. I'm thinking that, do you have a quarter? For those in the know,
quarter ounce
might be the way to initiate a fucking transaction.
Yeah, quarter ounce.
I mean, but why would he ask me? I think he's
because I'll tell you why.
Oh, because he's asking if I want it.
No. You're the white guy in a Spanish neighborhood, which is usually the supplier and not the dealer.
I don't know about that.
I do. Usually the most hooked up guys are the white guys. And then next on the supply chain would be the people, the locals of the area.
See, I would think that he's got this backpack. It's his warehouse. He's got his inventory there. He's asking people.
I've seen that too.
He's asking the dumb white guy to reach into his pocket and hand him something. And then he'll just fucking nod to the garbage can. Or the fucking bench.
And then Oscar the Grouch comes out with two
bags. And then you just fish around the ashtray for a little bit and you have your package.
I've seen all that happen firsthand.
So you think that's really it? Like the whole do you have a quarter thing? You got a quarter? And like looking like, I'm definitely not asking you for a quarter. Like it was so obvious after the end where I've stupidly handed change to this guy, I thought he needed change because I'm an asshole.
Maybe like the proper response would be no, but I would like a quarter. You know what I mean?
That would not be good.
No, I'm not saying you should have said that, but I think people maybe.
No, but golly, I wish I had one. And then you get fucking just slit.
Yeah,
just
I mean, it opens
you.
The speed
and nobody bats an eye because you can't hear anything.
No, that's
because
that's
fucking reggaeton is just blasting out of these fucking cars. I'm not even kidding. It sounded like DJ Raul was having a block party.
No, but I mean, if someone's a drug dealer and they see a white guy looking for drugs, they're not going to kill him. They're going to fucking sell him the drugs and make money.
I don't know.
That's the way it works.
I've never been involved in that, Steve.
Well, I've had friends who were.
Yeah. DJ Raul, you implicating?
I'm not implicating DJ Raul.
The party king. The party king. The Pucalor party king. I don't even know what fucking Pucalor means.
It's probably just the dude's name.
Let's just hear the fucking thing again. I want to hear this.
Ahora de New Jersey a Tampa Bay llega Pollos Pucalor, provocativo, exquisito al paladar, bien asado al carbón, y ellos lo disfrutan así, con muchas
Wow, it's two ooms.
Muchas
That shit was fucking awesome, too.
Good.
I can't tell you how good that shit was. I just need a Spanish friend to order for me because I don't need him to know that they were expecting a fucking total herb, just fucking walking a goddamn
See, I had that
fucking
Spanish friend at one point, but he moved to fucking Florida.
See, I don't know why, but I think that Spanish people enjoy when people can speak their language well.
Yeah, I can speak Spanish poorly. I mean, I could.
I think they have a fucking complete opposite reaction to people who attempt to and fucking fail. I'm thinking, like, if they don't expect you to speak Spanish and you do it well, they appreciate that. That's what I'm thinking. So I need to get deceptively good at just ordering the fucking typical platter from Pucalor. I need just a crash course. So because I'm not like gonna try and say that this is a shady establishment. It just happens to be in a fucking shady area with no fucking parking, and they had like one stool, and my let's face it, my platter was off to the side, and I ordered in the fucking the whitest of English.
Did you get sick?
To be honest, I always have a little diarrhea. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, so the. The control not, state, Steve, is a little diary, and it was a little, maybe a little worse. A little worse for wear after this.
You're doing the show, so I assume you're all right now. So
I mean, this actually was not yesterday. If I was still infirmed after eating Pucalor and I was unable to do the show tonight, I'm dead at that point. Well,
yeah,
it's like a week.
Then there's something definitely wrong.
If I'm out of commission for a week from eating some chicharrón.
Pollos Pucalor.
Yeah, Pollos Pucalor. Oh, mucho.
Muchos.
Muchos. Fucking great, man. It was so good. It made me become a little bit more arrogant about going to Dover and other places. I'm really into this shit now. I have a craving for
fucking
Hispanic
foods. If people stop
Hispanic
you to say, viejos a pollo Pucalor.
Do you have you got a quarter? You got a quarter?
Just be like, nah, man.
Sir, I have no change in my white pockets.
No, it's am I.
All I have are these keys to that Honda Accord back there.
See, even you put on a white voice.
And this cell phone. The cell phone has a lock on it, but I'll tell you the code if you need it. You need to make an emergency call. Oh, Christ. Has anybody ever asked you to borrow your cell phone and make a call, like a stranger?
No, and I would never let them.
I did once. When I had a flip phone. I mean, what are you going to do, text Johnny Murphy or Steve? Fucking go ahead.
No, yeah, I'm... I would just be like, I don't have a cell phone. I left that home.
Yeah, I would never do that now.
No.
I shouldn't have done it then. I mean, they didn't do anything. But I do remember, I think it was Amanda's dad. Someone just asked to borrow his phone. And he's like, yeah, here you go. And then they just walked away for a little bit and came back with it. And I'm like, why did you do that? I'm like, you're probably going to have like a $900 fucking phone bill.
See, I would be like, if it was something like that, like a family member or something, I'd be like, all right, what's the number? I'll dial for you. I'll hit send.
If it's a family member, you just let them do it. I mean,
no, because I'll be like, this is an older phone. You don't know how to use it. I'll just dial the number. I'll hit send, and then it'll be good to go. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, and then they just hit end. They hit end and then dial whatever they want or look at whatever they want.
Well, I guess.
I mean, you don't have any objectionable material on your phone, do you?
No.
Like, you don't have any fucking...
I don't have anything saved.
Any sneak shots? Any creep shots?
No, I don't think...
Holding the shit under a diner table?
I don't think if I went through my pictures, I'd even have anything. It'd be like pictures of food and plants that I've grown. I mean,
I looked at my pictures recently. I just have a picture of the front of a Kohl's that's nearby. For some reason, I guess I took a picture of a fucking Kohl's. I don't remember. It was like a year ago, and I have no idea why I did it. I was probably gonna post it with a silly caption. Never got around to it. For good reason, probably because there's nothing funny about a fucking generic place that just sells.
That's what I'm thinking.
It sells Dockers and shitty electronics. Fucking Kohl's. I don't know, Steve.
Yeah, you know what? I just wanted to say, I went to a new place I've never been to, even though it's kind of a chain.
Yeah.
Bonefish Grill, have you heard of it?
Yeah, I like Bonefish Grill. It definitely is a chain, and it definitely is like owned by a company that owns a bunch of chains, because it's usually
Outback,
paired.
Burger in Paradise.
Yeah, it's usually paired with another one. It's usually like right next to something else that's kind of different.
No, this was a standalone.
Oh, wow. Standalone Bonefish. Yeah, I fucking like Bonefish, man. It's not bad.
And I had never been there, and my mom's boyfriend had a gift certificate for Outback, and it's Outback or Burger in Paradise or Bonefish Grill.
Nice.
So randomly, my mom's like, oh, let's try Bonefish Grill, because the last time we went to Outback was awful. So, you know, we wanted to just try it out.
Outback is like, if you do not give a shit.
Yeah.
You just,
that's like if you just want to have cheese fries with bacon and ranch dressing. That's all it's good for.
I mean, I don't mind it. I'm not going to say it's like a great steak or anything, but if you want a quick fucking steak that you pretty much measure what you're going to get. You know exactly what you're going to get. If you need to know what the fuck you're going
to
get and you just want to eat.
It's gone downhill. That's why I said the last two times I went to Outback was terrible.
I mean, it's not that it can go. I mean, what do you mean go downhill? It had to be had to have been up the hill.
Well, the cuts of the meat got worse.
Oh, shit.
Portion sizes got smaller. And
yeah,
it just sucked lately. So we went to Bonefish. And, dude, got to say, Bang Bang Shrimp, good shit there. I got salmon. It was very good.
You know,
I was really surprised.
I fucking hate shrimp. Fuck shrimp.
I on the whole, hate shrimp, but fried shrimp, like butterfly fried shrimp, I have a special place in my heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Right in the artery.
Well, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah. Fucking awful. Stupid cholesterol fish just
all
caught up in nets.
Yeah. All crustaceans are just pretty much full of cholesterol.
Yeah, I mean, I can't complain about the cholesterol because I love fucking snow crabs, snow crab legs,
snow crab,
fucking
crab
legs. It's my shit. I love it.
Could eat that shit all day.
I could eat it while I'm on the bowl. Just keep constant flow, perpetual motion.
That's why you dip it in butter to get right into your anus as fast as possible.
I don't know. I'm a bland food eater. I don't use salad dressing. I don't fucking use butter.
You don't use salad dressing? You eat a salad with no dressing?
I've stopped eating salad dressing for like a couple of years.
So wait, you just eat a salad with no dressing?
If I can get a salad and not have dressing on it, I won't have any dressing.
But like oil and vinegar? I mean, that's not bad. It's just like olive oil and vinegar.
I don't mind that.
Kill you.
I enjoy that, but I'll just order the shit with no fucking dressing. I like black coffee. I like fucking salads without dressing because
black coffee. I can understand because then you can grade the coffee like unadulterated.
Dude, I don't know, man. I've been going to dinner with my parents every now and then. They have like this. They meet up with a friend of theirs at like a place. You know, I guess every Monday they go to fucking IHOP for dinner.
Oh.
All right, because it's senior night. And they said, why don't you come out? Why don't you come out? I'm like, fine, I'll come out. I went with them. And I don't know what it is, but lately, it's just the smell of fucking salad dressing. It fucking makes me want to puke.
Combined with old people's smell.
It was my mom and dad and their fucking, and not their fucking friend. I like the guy. I'm just saying. I was trying to say fuck for effect. You know, like one time I said to Germ Freak, I was trying to be
fucking
like,
wife.
Yeah, your fucking wife, and he got really mad. And I didn't mean anything by it. I think Donna's the greatest.
You were just being emphatic. That's all it is.
I was irritated at what I was about to say. But yeah, being emphatic. But anyway, they all ordered fucking salads with honey mustard vinaigrette or some shit. And they got it. And that place doesn't ever mix the dressing, and they give you the little bowl on the side. So I was surrounded on all sides by a bowl of fucking
honey mustard vinaigrette.
Honey mustard vinaigrette dressing. It just made me want to fucking vomit.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's strange.
And the quality of lettuce you're getting at a fucking IHOP for a salad.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's that like salad at IHOP.
It's that fucking chlorinated lettuce, that chlorinated iceberg. Just smells like a bag.
We don't want anybody getting sick, so we douse everything in chlorinated water.
Why not? Yeah, why not? But they go there. They go there regularly, man. And they're there every single week. They know the fucking waitresses and shit. And I think I went, I think, this week. Maybe last week. I don't know. At this point, my fucking life is a
time,
blur.
Man. Time.
Oh, well. So I went with them. And on Monday, I think it was Monday night, as we were leaving, while we were eating, my mom was telling me that, you know, they felt embarrassed. They forgot to tip the person last week.
Uh-oh.
And nobody made, and it's not the same person they have tonight, so they can't really make good for it. But they'll do it the next time they see that person. They're there every week. As we're leaving, the hostess, who's this, like, I don't know, 20-something Hispanic woman.
Chola?
No, definitely not a chola. She had her own eyebrows. I think isn't that... Okay, no, wait. The eyebrow outline and the lip outline.
That's chola.
Is that the core requirement of chola?
Yeah.
What makes up a chola? Hold on, chola. Chola.
I mean, it's like a chubby Hispanic girl. It could be white girls too. I mean, if you have tattooed eyebrows. I mean, I was getting into this with my cousins yesterday, and
shit, I better not make fun of fucking cholas, because they're apparently, the definition on Urban Dictionary says hardcore Latina gangbangers.
Yeah,
but they do usually have thin, arched, angry looking tattooed on or penciled on eyebrows,
right?
Brown or dark red lip liner, Monroe eyebrow or and nose piercings, tats, Converse, Nikes, flannel shirts, and lots of gold jewelry.
So Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, and here's the trademark. Crunchy, gelled, curly hair. There you go.
Yeah, Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, Michelle Rodriguez. That's right. But anyway, so as we're walking out, the hostess says, "You didn't forget to tip them tonight, did you?"
Uh-oh.
In front of everybody. And my dad fucking laughed it off and walked out. My dad's friend laughed it off, walked it out. My mom stopped in her fucking tracks. And my mom is fucking fiery. Let's just say that.
Yep.
She's a good for a laugh. She can have a great time. But the minute you fuck with her.
Don't cross. That's my mom too.
Turns into a goddamn pit bull.
Yep.
Turns around and goes, "What? Why? Does she have something she wants to say?" My mom was going to make this all good. She felt embarrassed, and this fucking broad has to bring it up in front of, you know, not even that it's in front of the esteemed attendees of an IHOP dinner, all right? It's that it's just, you know, you're trying to make an example out of my mom, and she got really fucking pissed. Ooh. And she goes, "Does she have something to say?" She goes, "No, I was just kidding. I was just kidding." Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. I'm not kidding. My mom, like, fucking starts muttering under her breath. You know, like, you know when, I don't know if your mom does this, but I think it may be an Italian thing, because I've noticed that I've seen this happen with a lot of Italian women yelling at their kids. They do that shit where they fucking clench their jaw and fucking seethe yell at them. "Don't you fucking talk to me."
My mom is not like that, but she will, you know, turn.
That is the warning sign. I mean, like, I guess
you know when you know when the turn is occurring, and you just, you know, all right, I'm going outside.
Yeah, everybody's got their tell.
I'll be by the car.
Yeah, everybody. That's when you just back the fuck off. God, speaking of the shit that I remember from like high school or whatever, there was this one black chick that was in my health class once, and I said something to her, like I fucking made fun of her for some reason, I don't know, and she goes, I'm gonna tell you something that you need to take with you your whole life,
because you're right she said.
Because I was about to do it. If you ever see a black woman take off her shoe, y'all need to run. And I'm like, oh, shit. All right. Yeah. So she wasn't going to, like, do the teeth yell thing and let me know. She was actually just going to beat me with her shoe.
The stiletto right to the face.
Nah, it was like a fucking red Reebok or some shit. I could have taken that.
Yeah, it would have bounced off your face.
But what do you do next? That's the thing. What do you do next, Steve?
Nike Air to the dome.
You fucking hit a girl, do you?
You just shake the shit out of her.
Yeah.
You didn't hit her. You just shook her.
Just take her down. Put an underhook in. Fucking throw her on the football field.
A little falcon punch action.
You don't want to be the guy that decides, hey, this girl's hitting me. I'm going to teach her a lesson and hit her back. Fucking give her your best shot, and she turns around, like, just takes it like the T-1000, just reforms.
Just like her face goes a little to the left, and she looks right back at you.
Yeah, you give her your best, and you're just left there rubbing your fucking fist. She just comes right back at you. You don't want to have that happen.
That's what happens when you fight a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't do it. You just don't do it.
You gotta not fight a bear, you know what I mean?
Yeah, don't fight bears.
Yeah, so now my mom's like, I don't know if we should go back, blah, 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 blah. Like, what are they going to fucking do? Seriously, it's a fucking restaurant full of people that just, you know, it's too late to serve pancakes, so they give you shitty things. I don't know why they go there. I mean, it's cheap. It's cheap, I guess.
That's why.
They're old, it's cheap, and it's something to do.
Do you have a local Friendly's? They'll treat you better.
Friendly's... See, I liked Friendly's when I was a kid because they had the Fribble.
Yeah.
But Friendly's food is just garbage. It's the worst shit you could possibly eat.
Well, it's all microwaved. That's why. It's not microwaved. It's
ever have a fucking microwaved grilled cheese? Go to Friendly's. It's the worst.
Well, they do have a griddle there. I think they make the grilled cheese on the griddles.
Ugh, it's the worst.
But anyway.
Fuck Friendly's. Piece of shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I really would like to keep it moving though, and go to keep my Latin American fucking South American,
keep the flair going.
I'd like to go to a Rodizio place.
Oh,
soon.
I was watching a Rodizio on the Food Network the other day.
I miss the ability to say, you know, fuck you and the shit you're parading out in front of me, red tag. Okay, here comes the guy with the bacon wrap shit, green tag. And you know what? You better not leave until I get my fucking plate filled with that shit. I fucking love that.
Rodizio is great. I've seen Rodizio. I was actually invited out to go and eat Rodizio, and I didn't go because I'm an idiot. For some reason, I should have gone.
I mean, I'd like to go for my birthday, to be honest.
Let's go.
I'd like to go out for
my
birthday.
Maybe Shawnee Murphy, maybe little Jimmy Rhodes, if he's not doing the daddy thing.
Jimmy Rhodes is definitely doing the daddy thing.
Yeah, he's hardcore daddy right now.
Yeah. Congratulations to
Jimmy. Yeah, congrats, little Jimmy.
Also, you know, we did miss it, but happy birthday. Happy 50th birthday to our friend... Frank the Germ Freak.
I
truly hope your 50s are just as good as your 40s.
Big 5-0.
I wish nothing but the best to this.
And remember, he's 50 years young.
Yeah, he is. Well, in his case, he's 50 years. How the hell did I make it to 50? That's what he is.
He's 50 years. Jesus fucking Christ, what happened?
Man. I saw a tweet from him that said, I'm going back on the Adderall because I'm tired of being stupid. He's medicating his brain
Is he self-medicating with Adderall?
And he thinks medicating your brain unnecessarily is the thing that'll make him smart.
I think it'll just make him hyper. Although that's a good thing for radio. I don't think it's good for him.
Yeah,
since
I mean,
he's not doing radio. I don't think he should be doing it.
Yeah, we're gonna get back in the I apologize train once a few things settle down, get straightened out, and all that. Everything gets back to normal. Get the computer's situation back up. Get everything rolling. You know?
Yeah, I'd like to take a second to say I hope everybody's computers stay well and they stay working as you expect them to work.
But if they break, oh well.
Oh well.
It's just a fucking thing. It's just a possession.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
What do you think when you know on the back to touch on the topic of tipping? When you pay in cash, and it's like they bring you the bill, you put the cash in there, and they take it, and then they do that thing where they hold it like it's the most dear thing in the world to them. Right
if
next
they
to
say,
their,
do you need change?
Right next
angry.
To their heart, and they go, did you need change? Like they're clutching it like it's a fucking...
Like it's
like
theirs
a,
already.
Like it's a keepsake. Did you need change?
Yeah, motherfucker, I need change. Don't ask me that shit.
Yeah, just bring the fucking change, and then you'll see how fucking generous I want to be.
Right.
Don't
exactly.
force my generosity on me.
Yeah, like I got a fucking $8 sandwich and gave you a $20.
Yeah, I'm eating dinner at IHOP. How fucking generous do you think I am? Actually, at IHOP, you have to like any place you have to leave the table to pay. They're not going to do that. They don't bring you the
little. Well, that's true. At IHOP, you do walk to the register, don't you?
Folder thing or whatever. Yeah, you have to go walk up to the.
You know what? A lot of places got rid of that because that used to be the way at my local Friendly's. Touching back on Friendly's, you used to get your bill and you used to go to the front and pay it like a diner. You know.
Yeah.
And now, like, they take the thing, and that was only in like the last 3 years. Now, do you need to change? And be like, don't have to pay at the front. Oh no, we don't do that anymore. Ugh. Be like, yeah, I need change.
I know. I think I've told this story on the show, but at my last job, I worked with a guy who told me that he would see at like Dunkin' Donuts where they have the impromptu tip cup, where you know, like the people that just basically
dude, they have that at my liquor store. They, I'm like,
they
why
basically
am I tipping at a liquor store.
All this person does is pivot 1 foot. Grab a bag and with one hand shake it open, put a couple of glazed donuts in, and unpivot the foot and then fucking hand it to you. And they have the goddamn balls to write tips appreciated on a fucking broken in half large cup that they put right in front of the fucking the register.
Yeah, I mean, at least be like innovative about it. I've seen the pictures where it's like, you know, two cups and you put one in if you like you know the Rangers or one in if you like the Devils or something like that.
However, I don't give a shit if you want to try and scam tips out of somebody for a job that's not a tippable job. The guy at my last job told me that he got into an altercation at a Dunkin' Donuts because he paid with cash and the guy handed him the bills and dropped the coins into his own tip cup.
Holy shit.
He said he grabbed the tip cup and fucking, like, basically, like, you know how
then
you...
Then they get mad that your hand is in the tip cup.
No. He didn't go in the tip cup. He basically took what the tip cup, and you know how when you scald somebody with hot water?
Yeah.
You fucking take it and angrily shake it in their face? He just did one quick shake and launched the change at this guy's face and started yelling at him. And
here
he was, and
here's
and he was ushered out of the fucking establishment, and I don't think he ever went back.
Yeah, and you know what? Dunkin' Donuts does do that.
However, this guy was a big liar. I just really like that story.
A good story.
And I want it to be true more than anything.
Yeah.
I left out all the racist things that he included about the Indian fellow that supposedly stole the 15 cents from him. Jesus Christ.
Well, Starbucks does that too. I mean, it's like, come on, I'm paying $4.50 for a cup of coffee. Not me, personally. I'm just saying.
I think the $4.50 cup of coffee thing is a fucking, or is not even true.
not a cup of coffee. If you get a latte, it's like $4.25.
Yeah, that's also no longer just a cup of coffee at that point.
Well, it's still $4.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. But, you know, just get a fucking black coffee. It's cheap.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you're not always pay, like, you have options there. You choose to pay that much. But still, yeah, they have the tip cup. I get it. But you know what? That's even more fucked up because I know that 7-Eleven employees basically get robbed every fucking every
month.
Yeah,
they don't have tip cups at 7-Eleven or Quick Check.
They don't, but they should because they get held at gunpoint probably every 6 months. They don't have the benefits that a Starbucks employee has because Starbucks touts their benefits. Like, you work 25 hours, you're in the 401k, stock options, and you get the goddamn health plan. Okay.
Shit, maybe I'll go work at Starbucks.
Why don't you?
Be a barista.
Yeah, a barista.
Or as a barrister. Frank Jerfrey could say, a barrister.
Fucking barrister.
I'll be a barrister at Starbucks. I'll take all the evidence.
Venti brevi latte for equals extra hot. Extra hot. Fuck you, extra hot.
Extra hot?
Yeah, he would get it extra. He would order extra hot.
That's
They do another 10 degrees higher.
That's insane.
It's stupid. Because I get it, and it's too cold. Fucking lunatic. And it's four equals, not three. Not
four
two,
equals.
Four. He puts four equals in it, and he asks them to do it.
Isn't saccharin like the worst thing you could possibly put into your body?
But when it, you know, chemically bonds with Adderall, you turn into a genius.
Oh, all right. I missed that. I forgot about that part.
Yes,
that's true.
Saccharin, yeah. Equal. Fucking fake poison just to make your
NutraSweet.
You can't drink a black coffee, so you need to put poison in it.
See, black coffee is actually very good for you. It's when you put the milk in that fucks it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I like cream, so what can I say?
I don't know. You could say that you like cream. That's about it.
I like my sugar with coffee and cream.
Yes. I don't know. I did go to Kohl's. I actually bought pants for myself, Steve. You'd be pretty happy to know that I did a fucking everyday thing by myself.
And I'm very proud of you.
And I decided to share it with the listening audience. Because my life is a fucking collection of joy and wonder. Buying pants is a highlight. I went in and I fucking tried on pants at a Kohl's, which means I was in a dressing room.
In your skivvies?
In my fucking underwears, standing in front of a fucking mirror, looking at myself in pants I don't own yet, that were probably, you know, had the ass and balls of somebody else in them.
Or two or three ass and balls.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? And I have a...
You just buy it, take it home, try it on. If it doesn't fit, you bring it back.
I went through so many fucking pairs of pants that I'm glad I stuck it out, found the exact fucking fit. And bought a few pairs of that exact size.
What kind of pants?
They were like khakis for work.
Khakis.
Yeah, I mean, like jeans, you just fucking buy them. Who gives a shit? Like, you know, I don't need to fucking try them on. They'll break in, and if they're unbreakable, unusable, then I'll bring them back. But these need to actually look okay because they're for work. For some, you know, some rule for a dress code. If you're around clients, no jeans.
Terrible.
So I respect it. You know, it's the place of my employment, Steve.
I understand, but I think dress codes are dumb.
Why?
Because people work better, I think, when they're comfortable in whatever they like to wear.
That's true. But do you really want the people that you're trying to get money from to be met with employees that are wearing their fucking the K-Rock DFP fucking concert t-shirt from 1997 and a fucking flannel over it with cargo shorts?
You'll never know who you'll connect with. That's what I'm saying. I think if people just dress like they normally dress
but
when
it's
they went
a,
to
it's,
work.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I agree. I agree working, depending on what you do, yeah, be comfortable. Like I
well,
work.
Why should
I,
salespeople always wear a suit?
Well, that's a different thing. I mean, you get paid for what you sell, so you're going to try absolutely everything to ensure that you can. And you have to gain the trust of a potential client. You have to show that you know what you're talking about. You have to give them a feeling.
Knowing what you're talking about has nothing to do with how you dress.
But the next part of it's very important.
Okay.
It's all appearances. If you look like
it's
a fucking...
It's not. It's knowing what you're doing.
But they'll never give you the chance to show that if you look like a bag of shit. That's why on an interview for a job where you could wear fucking basketball shorts and a fucking guinea tee...
You
still dress up. To show that you have respect for the thing that you're fucking, you know, working to get.
Yeah,
I mean, there are some rules that are like that, but you need to know the culture of that fucking company that you're going to.
I understand that, and I can easily understand the culture of a company that blah blah blah. I just don't agree with any of that. That's just my personal opinion.
I believe me, there are certain jobs. I think my job is one of them where I sit at a screen and I solve problems and I design process.
So you need to be wearing khakis, a button-down shirt, and a tie.
No, I need to be comfortable. However, I think when you're faced with a client, you need to look respectful. You need to look good. You need to be presentable.
I don't think the way you dress reflects your ability to respect somebody. That's all I'm saying.
However, every advantage
companies have things that they go by.
But you got to think about every possible advantage. You could blow a sale because someone doesn't like the way you look. You could. It's a fact.
No, I understand that. And you could also blow a sale by overdressing, and the people that are coming to talk to you know that you're trying to put on an image.
True, but, you know, just wearing whatever, it's so fucking likely that it looks like you don't give a shit about the person you're meeting.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't think the way you dress reflects on how you think about people. That's all I'm saying.
That's fine.
Do you really think you dress up for a funeral? Okay, who are you impressing? The dead person? I wore a suit to your funeral instead of wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
You're showing respect to the family.
Like, why? I think you're not normally.
Well, no, by you know, giving respect to the situation.
I understand. I don't like that idea. I'm just saying. I understand.
Look, I know you own a pretty sweet ALF t-shirt that you want to break out every now and then, and you're upset that you can't do that at a fucking funeral.
I wouldn't wear an ALF t-shirt to a funeral. I think wearing an ALF t-shirt in general just speaks plenty to your character.
What about a fucking Uncle Joey cut it out t-shirt? Like, you said in past shows,
than ALF.
You said in past shows that you own t-shirts and never get rid of them.
Yeah.
I wonder what's the most out of date reference that you have on a t-shirt. You think it's a band?
It's probably a band shirt. Yeah. I mean, I have a Warped Tour 97 shirt.
Tour 97.
Is someone going to get angry at that? I mean, it's not like I have a shirt that says I fucked your mother or something like that on it. I mean, there are lines to that.
You're saying that you should be able to wear that when you're meeting with, like, the customers of your office job?
Honestly, in my last office job, I used to do remote. It was for, like, a web conferencing. And I would do demos of the product. And we did not have a dress code for most of the day unless people were coming physically to our location.
I mean, yeah, I don't...
I would be there with a CEO of, you know, a science company. And I'd be there with a fucking Bacardi t-shirt on. They'd be like, dude, Bacardi, I love Bacardi. It's, you know, it was a groundbreaker, you know, an icebreaker. Seriously.
I got it. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Like that's where
at that point you already have the sale. Is where I think it's why I think that's probably more acceptable. I don't think it's great. What?
I mean, like, here's, and this is where all this is coming from, was basically from that job. Like, we'd walk in, the people that would do the demos, because the salespeople had no idea how to do anything. And, you know, we'd be dressed a certain way, and then the salespeople would come up to us and say, "What are you doing?" And we'd be like, "What?" They're like, "Why are you wearing a t-shirt? Why aren't you shaved? Why isn't your hair cut?"
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
because these salespeople live on that commission. Day.
Yeah, but the salespeople don't know how to do the demo. So they're relying solely on us.
Yeah, and you might blow it for them. That's why they're asking you.
You would blow it by not having the intelligence. I could sit there in a suit and be an idiot and blow the sale.
True, but think about how this looks for someone who's, you know, thinking of going with your company to solve a problem for their business. You see somebody who is coming to the table with a product, and they just they have given the respect to the situation to make themselves approachable, to make themselves presentable.
I understand.
And then here comes the demo guy, rocking out in his fucking Hell Freezes Over tour fucking t-shirt from 1994. Because he's a big Eagles fan and doesn't let go of fucking shitty t-shirts.
Encomium. I love Encomium.
Yeah, he fucking strolls in there with his Teva sandals and a goddamn 5 o'clock shadow, picking...
That was me.
Picking the khaki out of his ass.
But you know what? Like, there was me, there was a couple other people in my department that all did demos. And you know what happened? Eventually, the salespeople understood that the people who did the demos the best got the sales. And I would say I was top 3 out of 10 people. Maybe 2. There was me and one other guy that were probably, you know, number 1 and 2 and would go back and forth. And eventually, all the salespeople would come to us. They wouldn't just be like, "All right, this is the guy that's doing it." They would come to us and ask us to do demos. And then at that point, after like 5 years, they'd be like, they wouldn't say anything. They didn't care if we had a beard. They wouldn't care if we were wearing a baseball cap or whatever. They knew we would be getting on video with them, and we'd be saying, "Oh, everybody get on video. Everyone show your video camera. If you have a webcam, turn it on." They didn't care. They knew we could sell. And I think that's what matters, is your ability to do your job and not the way you were dressed.
However, every advantage helps.
But it wasn't
subconscious.
Subconscious,
statistically fucking proven. Those types of things that make a customer or a potential client feel less on edge or less fucking, you know, apprehensive about buying. Those things that make them, put them a little bit more at ease, put them a little more comfortable. They're met with somebody who they, you know what, this guy looks like he knows what he's doing. Or some guy busts in just because he happens to be the best demo guy, but he's all fucking unshaven and unkempt. Their first impression is like, "Oh, Christ, here we go."
I think
they're already a little bit on edge.
Yeah, but I think a lot of the Silicon Valley and a lot of the Washington companies, like, you know,
I agree,
Apple and Microsoft, I think they got rid of that, the stigma of having to wear a suit and having to be, you know, a stuffy businessman type. I think when people see that, they might also get.
But a salesman is a businessman. That's what I'm getting at. They do the business part of it. They're making business deals. The guy who does work and builds
and
stuff.
But
isn't generally faced with the client and doesn't need to be dressed up. He needs to be comfortable so he can be effective.
I've also come to think that most sales positions are fucking bullshit to begin with, because knowing your product. No, because there are salespeople that have no idea what they're selling.
Well, they're probably not going to be very successful for very long.
That's the way that company worked. I mean, the salespeople would say, "Oh, yeah, we could do this. We could
do
this."
Is that company still around?
The company is still around. The division I worked in was gone the 2 weeks after I left.
Okay.
They got rid of it. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Well, in any
antiquated, it was antiquated shit. I mean, it was, I could say it. It was WebEx. I was selling WebEx to.
They got bought out though.
Oh, did they? I didn't know. I don't follow them.
WebEx. That shit's still around. But they have some. It's owned by Cisco at this point.
Well, I'm sorry, Cisco. You made a bad investment because nobody needs that shit anymore.
Well, I mean, they need something, right?
I think everything's live meeting now, and live meeting's free.
I don't know. They all have their fucking. I couldn't possibly give a shit. I mean, you could do a show my PC for fucking free. I mean, you could do a lot of shit for free. But I'm sure that there's premium features, right? I mean,
No.
There's nothing.
I mean, when I was selling it, you could do it for free. But we were selling it to, like, large companies, like the ABA, the American Business Association, or the American Bar Association, like lawyers.
Okay. Oh, well. Who gives a shit?
Oh, well.
Oh, well, indeed. I don't know. Why don't we just start wrapping this shit up, Steve?
Fun times.
I mean, is your computer holding up good? I mean, you think it's okay?
I'm on it. You're listening to me, aren't you?
I need to ask you this. Because your laptop died, and you're on a fixed desktop computer.
Uh-huh.
This really does blow the doors wide open.
No, it doesn't.
For you to delve into...
The doors have only closed more.
Tablet culture!
Not happening.
Why not?
I was thinking about it. I made a post.
Why not?
On Facebook. I was thinking about it. And then we had a nice little chat about it. And apparently the only place you need a tablet is if you're on vacation.
Not true.
I think that's the only place you need it. I'd say desktop, cell phone. Done.
So where would you use your cell phone instead of your desktop?
If I needed to know something and I wasn't at my computer.
Okay. Would you agree that the experience of a tablet is a little nicer than a cell phone because of the screen size?
Yeah, I would agree with that, but... I think looking at a tablet is still shitty. I'd rather just watch TV on my 52-inch TV.
Again, I'm not suggesting that you watch TV on a tablet. You said that if you need to know something, you just look at your cell phone.
Right. My cell phone has internet, so I can look up information that I need.
Yeah.
I don't.
But the
if
experience
I
is nicer than the phone. The tablet experience is nicer than the phone. So you could... Just give your fucking phone a break and keep a tablet by your fucking end table or just carry it with you and fucking use it. And then I bet you, if you had one, you'd be using your desktop a little less for just casual browsing.
I don't walk around my house carrying around a tablet just because I want to... What would I be looking up on my tablet that I need to know? A recipe?
What,
all right, I'm
Steve,
cooking something.
What do you,
I'm not at my desktop.
You read a ton of fucking articles and bullshit on Reddit, don't you?
Yeah, I do that on my desktop.
Yeah, you don't have to, though. You could just fucking be upstairs above ground.
Yeah, but once I'm away from my desktop, the only thing I care about is if I don't know something and want to know it. I can learn that
because
from my,
you have
my
to
phone.
At this point. Because you don't have a laptop and you have a phone. And you don't feel like going downstairs.
No, but I never carried it on my lap. My laptop was basically a desktop. My laptop stayed in one place, didn't go anywhere, and I didn't need to use it for anything aside from watching videos or whatever online.
I think that the minute you become a part of tablet culture, you're gonna embrace it both arms. Clutch it to you like that, like a waiter with a check full of fucking bills.
Yeah, it still has yet to happen, though. That's the thing.
I love it. I just, you know, I don't have to be strapped to this fucking monstrosity. I can chill out wherever the fuck I am. If I want to look up shit in my bed, I can fucking do that. I can go right before I go to bed, check a couple sites, read an article or two, put the fucking thing down, and be done with it.
Maybe if your bed is really far away from your desktop, but I swear 10 paces I'm in my bed from where I'm sitting right now at my desktop.
But in order for you to, like, you still have to extend your fucking your awake day, your waking hours have to be extended so you could read something. You can't just fucking chill on your back, laying down, fucking comfortable reading something.
I'm comfortable sitting and being on my desktop. I mean, I've never sat with my phone in bed just reading Reddit or being on Facebook.
Really?
Like if I'm about to go to sleep, I'm going to go lay down in bed and go to sleep.
I read a lot on that fucking tablet, on my fucking iPad.
I mean, if I'm on my phone, if I'm taking a shit, I'm not going to take a tablet out and just be like, oh, this is as a bigger screen.
If I'm
going to concentrate on taking a shit.
If I am reading something on my fucking iPad and I have to take a shit, I'll Bundy that shit right to the bathroom. Right under the arm, walk down.
Al Bundy never owned a tablet.
He had a magazine, though, didn't he? Newspaper right under his arm.
Much different.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's not different. It's actually much fucking better.
Like I said, the only reason if I'm ever mobile and I just want to know something, if I want to know what the MLB standings are, I can look up that on my phone. It's not a big thing. I don't need the MLB standings to be a Kindle Fire HD as big as I could see it.
But if you notice something odd that you weren't aware of and you wanted to look into it and maybe read about it, then you're pawing around on a shitty phone. And you're trying to get caught up because you're already in the mode of looking at your phone. Are you going to sprint to the desktop and do it? Leave where you are. You've already said you would check your phone when you want to know something, which means you're not near your desktop. So if you find something that you want to research a little further, you're going to run back downstairs to the desktop?
I'll do it when I get home.
Oh, well.
I mean, it's not a big thing. It's not like my curiosity is so high that I want to go on a wiki tangent and go through 9,000 Wikipedia pages.
See, my tablet use is pretty much vacation and other parts of the house. That's where I use it.
Yeah, like I said, I can understand on a vacation.
Or if I go to like my parents' house, I'll bring it over there. Fuck around on that for a bit. I'm actually thinking of using it at work now because I'm just tired of running through fucking, you know, legal pads. Bullshit, just scratching ideas down on that fucking thing.
Well, I mean, if an idea comes to you, yeah, maybe that too, but that and traveling, and I don't even travel too much anymore. But I guess if you're a very creative person, an overly creative person that has a ton of things on their mind, get a tablet. I don't have much on my mind. And when I get creative, I'm usually sitting at a PC and sitting there going through pages, and then things are coming to me. I'll open a notepad. I don't get crazy with it. I just open notepad and just write down what I'm thinking.
Tablet culture.
Yeah, tablet culture.
Yeah, you're part of desktop culture, man. That's who you are.
I was born in it, raised by it.
All right. Why don't we wrap this shit up, Steve?
Yep.
I know one day you will be steeped in a golden glow of tablet culture. One day. But anyway, let's
wrap it
up.
But it is not this day.
And that's true. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show on HeroesTalk.com. Go to HeroesTalk.com. Download the shows that are on there, the fine episodes of Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater. I apologize in this piece of shit that you just heard right now. Go to Amazon. HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Buy something for yourself. God damn it, you deserve it. Or maybe buy something for your pops or your godfather or an uncle or a brother who has a goddamn kid. Father's Day's coming up, you know? HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Click the link over to Amazon. Make a purchase. You get something. You get to be the hero with that fucking box with a smile on it showing up at somebody's doorstep. And we get a small cut. Pays the bills. Works wonders. It works absolute miracles for what we're trying to accomplish here. Anyway, keep tuning into the shows. Thank you very much. Steven, is there anything you'd like to say?
Pukador!
You got a quarter?